Crawley Town Life Saving Club. They've had lots of things going on for them. 25 competitors, despite not being the largest entry, took part in a very big competition recently. They deservedly won the top national accolade of RLSS, the Royal Life Saving Society, top overall speed team, when 7 of its members featured in the championship top 10 senior individual overall placings, breaking 5 British records when achieving 19 national titles, and in doing this, winning 44 gold, 18 silver and 9 bronze medals at Britain's largest and most prestigious speed pool life-saving championships, held at the most impressive and performing inspiring Olympic pool at Stratford in London. That's the London Aquatic Centre. Now, Gary Lee is the team coach. Gary, tell us a little bit more about the Royal Life Saving Society and Crawley Town Life Saving Club.
Oh, good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. The Royal Life Saving Society's basic aim is to take bystanders and teach them the art of life-saving. And here at Crawley Town Life Saving Club, we do just that, and we also have a very good competition side in order to attract more proficient swimmers.
So how does someone out in the street get involved with becoming a lifesaver?
All they do is they just come along on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, say they would like to take part, and we will set up some awards and take them through their courses, and hopefully in 12 weeks time they will become a trained lifesaver.
That's brilliant, because it's not just swimming in the pool, it's not just learning how to tow people in the pool, but it's also first aid and CPR as well.
It's first aid, CPR, as you're correct, and once you are a lifesaver, what you're able to do is handle situations not only in the water, but let's say heart attack situations or young child baby incidents, that can all be dealt with, and your family hopefully will be safe because you'll have a lifesaver among them.
Gary, thank you very much. Now, in the ladies' open events, current world champion, overall Commonwealth champion Zara Williams retained the overall open, both men's and ladies' title, by winning outright the 50-metre carry, for which she currently has a world best time, the 200-metre obstacles, or 100-metre mannequin carry with fins, and a 0.01 second off a UK record, and the 100-metre rescue medley. Zara had 2 second placings in the Super Lifesaver and a 100-metre tow with fins. She is the world champion lifesaver. Zara, good morning. Welcome to Susie Radio.
Good morning.
Tell us, what does it take to become a world champion lifesaver?
A lot of hard training. You have to get the techniques right, and obviously you have to have the best coach in the world.
There's some buttering up. It's gone very red in the face now, is Gary. Tell us how much training you have to put in every day.
I train 20 hours a week in the pool, in the gym, and doing cycling to keep my fitness up. Takes a lot of swimming up and down, a lot of
dedication, really, isn't it?
A lot of training.
It is indeed. And what's it like being up there on the podium getting those medals?
It's amazing. Never experienced anything like it.
Superb. Thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That's Zara Williams and Gary Lee from Crawley Town Life Saving Club.